All right, we're back. This is actually the next day.
Right.
and as I was reflecting on what we talked about yesterday, remember, you just watched the video. Hopefully you're watching this one right away. But you had a friend and you're trying to mend some, you know, differences that you've had. And we talked about that. And then you came up with a solution. And you actually had a two-part solution. Do you remember what that was? Maybe you could just refresh.
So first, I try to send that package to her, asking her in that way to be a bridesmaid, show her how much I love her.
I should have checked. Your mic's not on. Oh. Should check it on?
Oh, it's just muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe you have muted your mic. All right, we can do it again.
No problem.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now? Does that sound good?
Hello, check 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
All right, great.
All right, welcome back again. We're the same three people we were. Yes, this is actually the next day.
Yeah.
And different clothes. I got to do too. I think I got black on. As I reflected last night on what we did together, a couple things came to mind that I wanted to draw your attention to. So we were talking about a friend of yours. They had this, falling out, and you had a plan.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a simple plan, but you really had two parts to it. Maybe you could refresh everyone on what your plan was.
Yeah. So the two parts is the first part would be to send that package, you know, asking for her to be a bridesmaid, to show my love and how much I care for her. And if I get no response from that, then I will go ahead and send a text being like, hey, I sent you a package whatever day today, if it's today, if I'm hoping to do it today, and you haven't responded to me, so I'm hoping you got it okay. I just want to say, you know, something like that, follow-up kind
right.
of text.
So as you're trying to help someone deal with a problem or a situation, and you're pushing towards a plan of action, you had a general idea, I have to do something to sort of mend this thing. It's going to be up to me to try to figure out what to do. That was kind of a general thing. So that's the decision to do something about it. The second part is the plan. And the plan can be just a simple one thing. I'm going to do this one thing, and then, okay, you know, we agree, and you go and do it. But a lot of times the plan is more involved. Sometimes it has three or four or five steps. Yours actually is a, you know, if this, if that, you know, if this
right.
doesn't work, then I'm going to go to the next thing. In fact, we could keep going.
Right.
You know, if you send the package and you get no response, and then you send the email and you get no response, then what's the third thing that you might do?
Right.
Show up at her door. I don't know. You
right.
know,
and,
that's
and you don't have place. To, you know, like you could try to figure that out now, or you could just say, you know, I don't want to worry about that
maybe
yet.
Maybe I won't do a third step. You know?
Yeah,
right.
and I'll put all this effort into a third step when I don't even really need it.
Right.
And I'm not sure how I'm going to feel after those first two steps, so mm-hmm. I can't right now figure out what that is. So a lot of times the plan has a whole step thing. You're going to do this. Your plan to get your degree at Christian Leaders Institute, you could probably plan the whole thing out, what courses
right.
you're going to take. Or someone else might go, you know what, I just want to start with one class.
Right.
I want to see how that goes, and then from there I'll decide what I'm going to do. So as a coach, I don't want to push you one way or the other. I don't want
right.
to make you come up with a full plan, or it's
right.
whatever you feel like
am
you
Am I a planner, or am I a step?
Yeah, like maybe you step. Need to have it all figured out,
mm-hmm.
or you don't feel good about it, and you're worried about it, and you're thinking about it. Or you're the kind of person that, you know, I like to just see what happens. And so then it's, as a coach, I don't want to push my personality.
Right.
My personality is more like what you did. Let's just see what happens and then go from there. But I don't want to push my,
right,
how I do things on you, because you're not me. You might want it all planned out. So that's one thing. The second thing that I didn't take note of is, remember you were looking at sending an email or doing the package. And then, Henry, you said, well, how about both? And then we had this discussion about how, you know, if we talk long enough, you probably would have figured that out, or that might have been one of the solutions that you came up with and how that's better to do something like that. But then you had said when he, I forget, we were saying something about that, and you right away said, oh, but that was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I glossed right over that and didn't say anything. And but that brings up a really good point, that sometimes the advice of other people is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's some proverb, I forget what it is, that something is good with many counselors.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a deep well is found, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
With many
or
different
if you
counselors.
Go to war, get many. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm sure that many of you have discovered when you have a problem,
yeah,
talking to other people can often be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So in a coaching situation, though, you know, it's not like you never give advice, but it's more advantageous to suggest, are there people in your life? And that's one of the models that I talk about when you're making a plan is this a plan that maybe involves other people? Like, that's
right.
An option. You can try to figure out this on your own, or you can maybe get other people involved in this planning process.
Okay.
So, you know, so yesterday we might have suggested, well, is there anyone else in your life that you think would understand what you're going through here and might give you some counsel as to
right.
what you should do?
Mm-hmm.
And then you might say, well, you know, there are a few people. Okay, so is that what you'd like to do?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of making a decision to send the basket and the email yesterday, we might have just come up with the first step is to talk to these two people. Well, when are you going to talk with them? How are you going to do that? And then when are we going to meet again? Those would all be part of that discussion.
Right.
Then you would see what's good about that. Now, you could ask us. We're sitting right here. We could be the people that you trust, and you could ask us. But if I, the counselor, become the one that you're always asking
advice.
So I'm
the life coach.
Yeah, I'm the life coach, and I'm always the one giving you the advice, and you're always asking the advice of me. Then I become that role for you.
Right. And I almost become dependent on, like, you having the answer.
Yes. Whereas you dependent on asking people in your life for advice is a good thing, I mean, for the rest of your life.
Right. Build relationships with them, typically.
Yeah, and those people are always going to be life coaches in your life, whereas I, the life coach, am not. I mean, the goal of the life coach ultimately is to help you to end up life coaching yourself and then really becoming a life coach for others.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the less I become that answer advisor type person, and that you have plenty of other people in your life that are just as smart that can help you. So that was the only thing I wanted to really bring up, that number one, the plan can be simple, it can be sequential. There's a lot of different models. We talk about that in the course, different ways that you can come up with a plan. And you came up with a plan that, you know, if this, then I go to this. If not, then I don't deal with that. If neither one work, then I'm going to deal with it then.
Right.
That's
then
your plan.
Try them, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, so you have all the bases covered with your plan. You can go confidently and do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to lose any sleep over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you could come up with a different plan. And then the second thing is getting advice from others. That's another way to make up a plan.
Now, I have a question. Listening to this conversation, now you've had a day to think about, this is a real-life situation.
Yeah,
you're
not a made-up thing.
Okay, no, it's not a made-up thing. So I'm gonna go back into the role of life coaching a little bit here based upon some of these questions. And I'm wondering, Steve, as people come back, is there a time to review?
Yes.
You know, so I'll go back and say, so now you thought about what you decided to do last time. Is that something you're still interested in pursuing?
Yes, definitely. Well, last night I almost like freaked out and just tried calling her and like not doing the plan. And I was just like, wait a minute. I felt good about that plan because I really did think about all aspects when we were talking. And so that was the plan that I felt like had everything considered rather than just what I was feeling in the moment last night, like, I need to talk to her and deal with this.
Yeah.
So, but I think, again, what's hard with the basket is I have to actually go to the store. I have to actually do a lot more than with the phone where it's like...
You could
have
got it all over. Yeah.
Right.
So that was the hope. And then I was like, no, I do feel good about that plan. And I think I'll have the opportunity to be going past her house today. So today may be a very good day to get that set. Yes, make it happen.
That's an excellent observation, and I think that's really helpful because that's the real thing, right? We make our plans in an office, and we feel a certain way, and then when we're on our own, and that's what a coach is going to have to deal with because, you know, here it's all controlled and it's a situation, but then they go out and live life.
Right.
And that's unpredictable. So as a coach, let's say you had done that.
Right.
It had blown up.
We have
but
a plan.
If I project that, see, I have to be, you know, this is what you did.
Right.
This is, okay, what do we want to do? I'm still trying to be the helpful person. If I become the mother that doesn't like what the daughter did person, then I'm the judge, and now our relationship is
right,
a whole
different
thing.
Right, now I don't want to talk about it anymore and figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
So
now,
I,
what happens if she would have just done her and just... impulse and called her up, and it did blow up in her face.
Well, how do you feel about that? What did you learn from that?
It's almost like you have to restart to some extent.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the new decision you need to make now.
Well, you have to understand it long enough. She needs to vent. She needs to talk about it. She needs to look at all the
things. I'm sure
things again
would have been said that I would be wanting
then
to get.
There's new stuff to deal with now. But then ultimately, after a lot of listening and caring and what have you, that's a bummer. That's hard. That's difficult.
Right.
I understand that. I understand why you did it. It makes sense.
Right.
Right? It's you're not condemning.
So we just go back to our little thing then, you know, what action steps then would you like to take?
Ultimately, okay, so what do you want to do in the light of this new situation?
I see.
Because we have to do something, right?
Or
you have to do something regardless.
Right, because even not doing something is choosing a route.
Right. Mm-hmm. So are you going to try again, or are you going to just say, you know what, I'm just leaving this for 3 months and I'm going to get married, and that's just how it's going to be.
After the honeymoon, we'll visit it again. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I have a question for you while we're on to this discussion. We didn't cover this yesterday, but in this particular case, there's these basic models, the brainstorm, the prioritize, the commitment models. So in given this situation, what would if the discussion kept going and we had more time and we wanted to talk about that, would, as a life coach, would I go to each of the models where I'd say, hey, let's brainstorm a little bit? Would I call it, name it brainstorming?
Yeah. If let's say in the beginning we said, where in your life do you need a life coach? Where might there be some trouble, or where might there be an area that you want to go to the next level? And she's like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. Then those models are just ways, okay, how about I give you some areas of life? That's the areas of life model. Let's think about hobbies, work, family, friends. Any of those jump out to you. Or the seven connections, your relationship to God, marriage, family, church, dreams. Do you have a dream that you've always had but have never, you know? You might just mention a few and then see, it's throwing a little mud on the wall. See where does any of that strike you? I don't know. Maybe it just gives them, because your mind is blank and the whole, you have their whole life in front of you. It's like, I don't know where to even start.
Right.
But you had something, so we didn't have to do that. And that's best. When people have something on their heart,
find a solution to
it. You don't need any models. You don't need any examples of anything because they have something already.
Right. Well, and I think, too, you're very open, Abby, but there are some people who they can't think of anything.
And remember in the prerequisites, we talked about some things, and if they didn't have a connection to God or they didn't have a connection to church, then, you know, at some point, this is something you might just bring up. Hey, you know, remember when we started out, there was these prerequisites, and one of the models was seven connections, just areas to think about. How about church? Have you thought about church? So you might actually bring it to the table. Now, whether they bite on it or not, Right.
It's up to them. What if it becomes obvious that Abby is the problem? So she's come, she's asked for coaching, and becomes, maybe that's a little judgmental. I don't know. Yeah. But it becomes like what happens is Abby has been somehow abusing that friendship. Her friend probably feels like, so now we have to speak a little truth here. Or maybe, or again, we're ministers, we love our prisoner, or, we have some of those.
Though, I found that if you listen long enough to people, they figure it out.
They figure out that they're part of the problem.
Yeah. If you listen long enough and keep asking questions, mm-hmm. could there be another reason?
Is there a block to this?
You just ask a million questions that get them thinking about every angle. Is there a part maybe that you're playing in this?
Right.
So
if I tell her, look, I think you're being really unkind to her and so on, the chances of that going over well, and now I've stepped into the judge role, I'm no longer the advocate trying to help. Well, you're the advocate for Christian Leaders students. If you all of a sudden become the judge that's kicking people out of the school, That all of a sudden you're not the advocate anymore. You want to make sure that you're the advocate.
That's a really good thing, because we've had staff meetings. I kid you not. So we have we have the academic department, and we have various departments come together, and occasionally an issue comes up.
Right.
Not very often, because you are amazing students and graduates. It is funny sometimes. Abby will take on the advocate role, and she doesn't leave the role. And then the people who are more of the justice people, because there's a school, are like fighting, and she's advocating. Right. But if she often left the role.
Yeah, see, then we don't trust our advocate.
Right.
Then I'm a little bit two-faced.
Yeah, right.
And so that's the problem with the coach.
Yeah,
you don't want to
be a life coach.
So. Now, if she's, if someone's going to get hurt or harmed, but again, you do it in the gentlest way. Like,
right.
Here's a verse. What do you think it means? And
right.
It applies to the situation.
Right.
As much as you can let them figure it out. Is there any role, is there any way that you think you might be contributing?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying you are.
Right.
I'm just asking like 20 questions to look at every angle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, if they get the hint that I'm leading them and pushing them, and, you really are the problem, and, I'm just saying it in a passive-aggressive way, then I become the judge. Now they don't trust what I'm saying. They don't trust my questions. So you can't, you just can't fix people, that quickly.
Or a situation.
And I think it's so important that people then would take ownership for their actions. Because if you tell me I'm the problem, I won't believe it unless I myself think, I am the problem.
Yes.
If
you come up with it, you're more likely to do something about it. And if I tell you, it just doesn't work.